This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen.
Now, let's see, a couple quick things. Oh, there she is. We're joined by Allie Breen, comedian.
Hi, Allie. Hi guys.
The game as always. Where are you today, Allie? Is that your boyfriend's apartment?
Yes, it is. I'm in the city.
Okay, I recognize that pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
With the polka dots on it.
The trademark of this place.
How's autumn in New York?
What was that?
I said, how's autumn in New York?
Too cold already. Oh, I don't like it. Okay. Already. I mean, it's fine. I'm just being a baby. But yeah, it's I like the 90 degree days that no one likes in New York City.
I guess the heat is on in the world of sexing time in New York and everywhere else. That's why we get letters. If you want to be part of this, it's Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on all social media. Allie, let's get to our first letter. What's happening?
Dear Allie, I was trying to show my boyfriend something on Instagram, and when I went to his search bar, I saw his top recent search was his ex-girlfriend, who he doesn't follow, but he's clearly creeping on. I freaked out on him, and he called me crazy and acted like he had never searched for her at all on there. He's clearly lying. It's making me crazier. What would you do?
Josh, you want to take this one?
I don't know why he would lie about it, because the evidence is there.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
deny. That's people's theory.
Yeah. All he had to just say is, "I looked her up." But the fact that he got defensive, like, I don't know, and you're crazy, means he's like hiding something.
Yeah, really.
It actually probably is an issue, or he's not over her, or maybe he's sending her DMs. I don't know.
Yeah, once a guy jumps to "you're crazy," they're generally hiding something.
Right.
Yep. That should be one of the truisms. That should be a chapter in your book. As soon as you're crazy.
Well, that's true.
So that's gaslighting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That's one way to gaslight.
Gaslighting is a term I don't understand.
I don't think there's anything wrong with looking up your ex on Instagram.
No, I don't either.
There could be. Maybe he's like messaging her, like Jess said, but I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with looking up your ex.
But he denies it.
Right. That's where the problem comes
right
in.
There. Right. Josh is right. He should have just said, "Yeah, I looked her up. I just want to see what she was up to."
Yeah. Don't you ever get curious about your exes?
Yeah.
I love you. No big deal. Yeah.
But he handled it wrong.
He didn't do that.
Lying.
So who knows?
Yeah. If she was like, "Hey, are you looking up your ex?" And he goes, "Am I looking up my ex?" He answers with a question. He's literally trying to think of an excuse.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. That's your first sign.
Okay, next letter.
Dear Allie, I travel for work and I've been having phone sex with my boyfriend while I'm away.
Yeah.
I do it for him, but then I kind of fake my way through it for me. But now he wants to do it over FaceTime, and that seems awkward and horrible. I don't know if I have those kind of acting skills. Am I being a drag by saying no? And is this what long-distance couples are doing now?
Well, I've never been in this situation.
I think some are. Yeah, sure. But if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Mm-hmm. If it's, you use the word horrible. That's that's no way to go.
You're going to need, first of all, you're going to need some lights and a tripod.
Yeah, you're going to need a setup for that.
You're going to need something to hold your phone.
That's what I mean. I'm not speaking from experience. I don't know.
I don't even know how you would do that.
You've never done this?
No.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But if you're not into it, don't do it.
Yeah.
How does it work?
I mean, I guess that is what everyone's doing.
How does it work?
I have a question. Can you?
I don't understand how it works.
Is it possible to, while you're doing this, that the other person could be recording it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but who? It's your loved one.
Sure.
In this case, I don't know. I don't remember what these people said.
Then something goes wrong, and all of a sudden
you're on revenge porn.
You guys, you're so jaded that that's immediately where you would go. I don't. I'm not paranoid like that.
So we're not going to, one of these days, have you come in here and go, oh, listen, guys, I got to kind of apologize.
I'll
never say never.
There's a website out there. It's called joshdoesit.com.
So, I just don't understand the mechanics, I guess. I don't know.
It would be like any kind of a FaceTime call, except there'd be.
Yeah, but never mind.
What do you mean?
I know. It's like you where have do to you literally. You're not in the
shot. You have to really set it up.
Yeah, it would be tough.
It's the easy. No. So let's say you're just on here. You're like, oh, honey, this feels so good. You look great. And then you can just give yourself a scan of the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really not that. Yeah. It's not difficult.
That's how it works. All right.
If you want to get everything in, you're going to have the phone back pretty far.
Right.
You don't have to have everything
you're
in.
You're not trying to get everything in.
You're not?
No, you need the one shot.
Yeah, exactly. It's either your face or you get down to the
nitty gritty.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, you're not Woody Allen trying to get full coverage for a scene.
You could, though. You could have like your Zoom set up and then just back up into it and have a full body experience, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But that's,
I don't know why she thinks it's so awkward. If you don't enjoy doing it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be bummed out. But you know.
So the current version they're doing is strictly audio?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't even like that.
Just the phone sex, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like she just gets through it like, oh, this is great. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
I think she is a drag, actually. She asked if she was a drag. I think you are being a drag.
My daughter said that to me yesterday. Stop dragging me. I didn't know what the heck that meant. I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a different kind of drag.
Yeah, I know.
That means it's
yeah. I was putting her down or something.
It means you're being her mom, not her friend.
True. It's exactly what I was doing.
There's a distinction there. Okay, Allie, I don't think we're being very helpful here. We have learned that Josh digs the...
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Do you have experience in this world?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun, isn't it?
It'd be very enjoyable.
I've never done anything like that.
It actually sounds better than just the phone, because I feel like just the phone one, I thought everyone was kind of pretending if you're just on the phone. I didn't really think people were actually getting anything out of that.
You don't have to. There are times where I haven't, but it's still fun.
Right.
Now, Pat, is this consensual, or are you just like calling random store clerks?
Boy, family members.
Wow. We went from sad to...
we need to laugh. Okay. I'm so sorry. Allie, what's our next letter, please?
Dear Allie, my best friend's dad just got divorced and we've been flirting a lot. There's a 31-year age difference and my friend would be upset, but I'm kind of looking to pursue this. Would it be crazy? What should I do?
You deserve each other.
I say pursue it.
Jeez.
What's the big deal here?
What's the big deal here?
Yeah, you like the guy. It's her divorce guy?
It's her best friend's dad.
So?
Who she probably has known since she was a baby.
Right.
Yeah,
I used to have slumber parties over there. Remember when I wore these slippers, Mr. Mitchell? Like,
Haven't seen that since I changed your diaper.
I don't care about the age difference. I really don't. I have no problem with ages.
It's the relationship.
It's the relationship of her best friend's dad. That's like dating your best friend's ex. You don't do that.
What if you're on a date with him and then you see one of your old teachers around? I mean, just explaining that alone would be super.
Do it. I'm really the only one that's for this. Yeah, go for it.
No, I've seen love. This in real life. Yeah, you can't.
Whatever works.
Okay. You can't stop love.
In
can't
girl
stop
world. Love.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Allie, is your boyfriend? Are we allowed to call him Mike?
Yes, go right ahead.
That's his name.
Yeah,
I know, we're not supposed to give his name.
It's probably better than other things you guys have called him.
True.
Is Mike significantly older than you?
He is about 10 years older than me.
Okay.
So I don't know what's considered significant. I don't think that's that much.
No,
not at all.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Ace,
I actually think, didn't Robert Schimmel date his daughter's best friend?
Yes.
Or marry his daughter's best friend? Yeah, yeah, I think that happened.
And also, didn't he marry his first wife 3 times?
Something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know he married her at least twice.
His relationships were not without drama, unfortunately.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ace, how much, what's the age difference between you and your fiance?
17 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Up or down?
What?
He's 17 years older than her. Well, I don't know.
Certainly, it could go the other way.
Yeah, Ace is dating Betty White.
Yeah, but she's a dumb for sure.
Ace, Willie thinks you're 81.
Betty White is a
Ace, I just picked the first old woman I can think of. That was nothing.
You mean the year of my birth?
Yes, Ace is dating Helen Mirren.
Thank you very much.
Mirren, there you go.
Allie Breen is our guest. If you have a love trouble or whatever and want to weigh in, Allie can be reached. Allibreen on various social media platforms. We have time for more letters. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I live in an apartment complex with thin walls, and my neighbor's girlfriend is very loud when they're having sex, which is a lot. I have 2 small kids. Is it inappropriate for me to actually ask them to tone it down?
This is what I would do. This is what I did.
Okay.
When I lived in the same apartment complex as Pat. Pat, have you heard people?
I have.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. What I would do to let them know that I can hear them is cheer them on. Yeah. I would.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I would go, get it! Yeah! Sounds fun!
Yeah. That kind I know her name now.
And I never really, they had to have heard me.
Yeah.
But I would also do it when they argued, which was a lot too.
Yeah. Did you ever drop?
He's right! And I wouldn't even.
Did you ever drop the stethoscope?
Did you ever run into them and it was like an awkward stairway?
No, I never got to see. I saw him once.
Okay.
And he was the a-hole I thought he was. Oh, you know what I mean? Like when you look at somebody, you go, I knew you looked like that.
I know. You must be Rob!
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one thing that I'll say you definitely shouldn't do. Don't just put on some kids' TV show hoping that'll drown it out, because then your kid's going to have a panic attack every time they see Paw Patrol on the TV.
Very good point. Okay, next letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I told my male best friend that my boyfriend wasn't very good in bed, and now for my birthday, he got me a membership to a sex toy of the month club. Now my boyfriend is mad and thinks he's trying to sleep with me. Do I tell him the truth?
Wait a minute. Start over. I lost my place halfway through the dildo delivery.
So this girl has a male best friend.
Right.
Told him that the actual boyfriend's not very good in bed.
Right.
So the male best friend got her a membership to a sex toy of the month club to spice things up. But now the boyfriend's
jealous.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
But the explanation's a lot worse if she goes with the truth and it's like, well, I'm telling people you're not good.
Okay. Only thing she needs to take care of here is the best friend thing. And I think there are a couple ways you could do this. Well, the one thing you have to do, though, is go, babe, I would really love to use these with you. Let's have some fun together. These toys are for us. And boy, wouldn't that be fun? So that's how you introduce that. You can do a couple things with the best friend. You can, I think, a good, if you want to lie, if you have no problems with lying to this dude, what you say is, yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring him up. He's really going through something where he thinks he's gay, and I'm trying to help him kind of come out. And just that would assure your boyfriend he's not a threat.
Ah, I see. But how do you explain his gift?
A gay guy got me a bunch of sex toys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get something that goes in the front.
There it is.
Yeah, sometimes you do buy for yourself, don't you? When you buy for yourself, when you buy for others.
Yeah. the jokes.
Yeah.
That's such really an like elaborate one. That Josh, smell I'm like... surprised you can put such an elaborate lie. That.
Well, it's a pretty easy lie.
He's got to know the guy best friend. He knows the guy best friend's right. Okay. Or just think, honey.
The boyfriend's going to hear what he wants to hear in this case.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to help. But you can also just go, hey, the guy doesn't like me. Get over it.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants us to be happy and have some fun.
Right.
I didn't know there was a sex toy of the month club.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be funny. Especially that week that the one box comes and you go, wow, that thing's 3 feet long.
Friday special.
It took two guys to carry it up. The guy had to wear one of those belts like he's carrying a refrigerator.
Look at this, honey. Fragile. Must be an Italian toy.
This says in the outside box, this requires a 220 line. We're going to have to unplug the dryer.
Wow.
Okay, we have time for another letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I went to my friend's wedding and I had a one-night stand with one of the groomsmen. I saw him again at a party last week and he didn't remember who I was.
Did he?
He was exactly. He was with a girl who I was told he's been dating for years.
Oh. So
I didn't make a scene, but I'm so curious if he really doesn't remember me or he's trying to protect his relationship. You know. I tried to follow/message him on social media and he blocked me on everything.
Remembers you. Come on.
That's what I would think. I just want acknowledgement. I finally got his phone number from my friend, and now he's telling everyone I'm a stalker.
Look, he was the a-hole in this situation.
Right.
All right.
But
now you're slowly going to become one.
Yes.
Don't let it.
Yes.
Don't let it.
No.
Back off.
Let it go.
We assure you, he recognized you. He knows what he did. He's a jerk. Don't come down to his level.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy into it.
I'm with you, Josh.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's a bold move to pretend completely that you don't even know who someone is.
It's
after
a childish move.
But he's supposed to walk up to her and go, I remember you from the wedding.
He's supposed to walk up and go,
this is my girlfriend. This is the girl I slept with at Susie's wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
He can walk up to her and just go, you know what? I'm sorry. I was not up front. I am in a relationship. I apologize for what I did to you. Let's just leave it at that.
That guy's not going to do that.
Of course he's not. He's not.
How did you get the nickname Pound It Pam?
By the way, how did you?
It's her fault. Wait a minute.
He did what any adult female might do.
At a party we do.
Thank you, Allie. Once again, it's Allibreen. Ask Allie your questions about contemporary culture or in the world of human relationships. How about that?
Sure. Okay.
I feel like I'm writing for a grant.
Sound like you're writing for a grant.
I bluffed my way through college.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.